I just want to speak very briefly just on Acts, just in case you felt shortchanged that we didn't talk about Acts. There's three chapters of Acts designated for this week, but we thought it was important to do the website. But I just want to pick out one little passage in Acts 22. So if you have your smartphone or if you have a tablet with a Bible on it, if you have a look at Acts chapter 22, we've been working through Acts for a long time. And at the stage we're at now, Paul has been traveling around, going to different places, along with other disciples as well, sharing the good news to different places, different contexts. At this point, you can flick onto the next one there, Isaac. So flick, there's three things there, I think. Oh my goodness, I didn't know I'd done that. So he's made many journeys. You can go to the next two as well. It'll take a long time to go up. So he's in Jerusalem now, and he's given a testimony essentially to him coming to know Jesus. So I just want to read the passage, and then I want to just bring out kind of three short points. So it's Acts 22, and I'm just reading to verse 16. So at this point, he's been brought in front of people, and he's asked to share and explain who he is and what he's about. So he says, "Brothers and fathers, listen now to my defense. When they heard him speak in to them in Aramaic, they became very quiet. Then Paul said, 'I am a Jew born in Tarsus of Cilicia and brought up in this city under Gamaliel. I was thoroughly trained in the law of our fathers and was just as zealous for God as any of you are today. I persecuted the followers of this way to their death, arresting both men and women and throwing them into prison, as also the high priest and all the council can testify. I even obtained letters from them to their brothers in Damascus and went there to bring these people as prisoners to Jerusalem to be punished. About noon, as I came near Damascus, suddenly a bright light from heaven flashed around me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice say to me, 'Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?' 'Who are you, Lord?' I asked. 'I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting,' he replied. My companions saw the light, but they did not understand the voice of him who was speaking to me. 'What shall I do, Lord?' I asked. 'Get up,' the Lord said, 'and go into Damascus. There you will be all told what you've been assigned to do.' My companions led me by the hand into Damascus because the brilliance of the light had blinded me. A man named Ananias came to see me. He was a devout observer of the law and highly respected by all the Jews living there. He stood beside me and said, 'Brother Saul, receive your sight.' And at that very moment, I was able to see him. Then he said, 'The God of our fathers has chosen you to know his will and to see the righteous one and to hear words from his mouth. You will be his witness to all men of what you have seen and heard. And now, what are you waiting for? Get up, be baptized, and wash your sins away, calling on his name.'" I just want to look at three questions that are asked in this passage. The first one, and we looked at this passage before, when Paul comes to know Jesus, but this blinding light comes and Paul asks the question, "Who are you, Lord?" And the answer to the question is, you can flick down there again, Isaac. It says, "I am Jesus. I'm Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting." He answers that question with, "I am Jesus." And then the next question Paul asks is, "What shall I do, Lord?" He's blinded. He's speaking to Jesus. And in it, he says, he follows. So he follows them. He receives his sight back again. And Ananias says, "Be a witness. Tell people of Jesus." And then the last question, which Ananias asks of Paul, he says, "What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Get up, be baptized, and wash your sins away, calling on his name." I think for each one of us and for Paul, he needed to answer these questions. And probably in this order as well. We see all the way through the New Testament, all the way through the Gospels, as Jesus meets with people, the disciples come to know who Jesus is. People who aren't his disciples, people who aren't Jews, come to know who Jesus is, as we've seen in Acts. But just when I was thinking about where we're at and who we are and thinking about our roles and what do? We need to answer those questions. Firstly, we need to answer that question, who is Jesus? We need to answer that question. A few weeks ago, we had names of Jesus on the wall there. Savior, Messiah, Shepherd of the Week, Lord of Lords, King of Kings. We need to answer the question of who is Jesus for us? Is Jesus Lord of our lives? Is Jesus over all parts of our lives? Or is Jesus just a part of our lives? The second question is, what do you want me to do? I think a lot of us ask this question, what should I do next? What should I do after I finish school, after I finish college, when in this, when in that? And the simple question, the simple answer to that question is, love God, love others. And the other one from the Great Commission, where it says, go and make disciples of all nations, really meaning, as you go, make disciples. That's what we're called to do. That's the ultimate thing we can do. The jobs and the things that we do after that are secondary. But what shall I do? How do I love God and how do I love people in the place I'm in? And when I was reading this, the third question is the one that challenged me, I think, the most. When Ananias says to Paul, what are you waiting for? What are we waiting for? What's stopping us from acknowledging who Jesus is, acknowledging that Jesus is Lord of our lives? And what's stopping us from doing what God is asking us to do? Sometimes we want very specific things, to go to a specific place and do a specific thing. But sometimes it's just generally loving the people around us. And as I look around us here and you look on the website and you see people serving, and I named out a few people a few weeks ago about people who are following Jesus and sharing the good news with people. That's what God wants us to do, is share his good news with the people around us, to be in community with one another, to share our lives with one another. So what are you waiting for?